its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Lansing's been without a comedy club since Connections closed last April, but over the weekend, a new comedy venue opened up for business at Trippers in Frandor. Touring comics will be performing in Lansing every week, bringing laughs to an audience that's been starved for funny stuff for a while. Joining us to talk about the business of comedy are Trippers owner Steve Tripp. Steve, welcome. And Eric Yoder of a booking agency called Funny Business. The Grand Rapids company is scheduling the comics who will be coming to Lansing. Eric, thanks for making the trip in today. Appreciate it. Why did you decide to reopen, get back into the comedy business at Trippers,
well,
Steve?
We closed. We used to have Comedy Zone. It's another comedy club out of the South, and we closed them in 2005. And at that time, I never really wanted to, but circumstances were forcing us to make these choices. And
what were the circumstances?
Well, the fact that there was another club in town, Connections, and the economy was bouncing around left and right. And okay. So it was just it was a business choice of focus on what we do, what we knew to do, and that sure. was sports and taking care of the MSU fans.
What's your capacity there?
Well, the total capacity is a little over 600. The capacity of the new club is about 180.
And what's the setup? Is it in your poker space?
Well, we've made some changes recently to the whole setup. We've had this space, and we closed it off in the past, and we just reopened it up.
Okay.
So it was always our space, but we just never had the capabilities or the motivation to do it. And we had done poker up to, we've been doing charity poker since 2007, and the state recently changed the format of how locations could handle poker. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things they did was move us to 4 days a week. Well, we had 3 days left, and my staff were saying, well, let's do disco, let's do country. And I go, no, let's do comedy. So Dwayne Gill, who is a comic that's started with us when he was a host, works with Eric and his family out of Grand Rapids with Funny Business, and he got us together. And when I found that they booked Connections and they have a history with Lansing, they knew the comics that did well here and are popular in this area, it was a good
slam
fit.
Dunk. Yeah. Well, you relaunched on a holiday weekend.
Yes.
With probably a lot of people had other plans. Some number of people might have been out of town. How did the show on Friday night go?
Our first show was sold out, and our second show was about 90% of capacity. Saturday, the weather didn't play as well for us, so we were right around 80% on that day. So we're happy with, we opened in a holiday, but the paint was dry, so it was a good day to open.
Eric Yoder, is it hard to book comics into a new nightclub in a town like Lansing? I mean, it's a smaller city with a smaller room.
Yeah, our agency has been pretty consistent working with this size market, especially throughout Michigan. And being that we booked Connections for close to 30 years, we really have gotten to know not only the area comedians, but what Lansing, the community, likes. So we've learned the comedy community, the comedians in the surrounding areas, which ones have gained following in the area. So
do different kinds of comics work differently in different communities? Do you really notice that kind of dynamic?
Yeah, definitely. We book a club in Madison, Wisconsin called Comedy Club on State, and that's very heavily more kind of alternative, real smart, heavily college, like Lansing is, but I think Lansing's a little more mixed, especially for a sports bar like Trippers. So we went with a lot more diverse lineup for the comedians.
Now, how far into the future have you determined a lineup?
We usually book 3 to 4 months in advance.
Okay. Can you drop some names here, some people coming to town?
Well, for starting out, we've got Chris Shaw coming out from Indianapolis. He's on a recent show that's on Fox now called Laughs. Then we have Mike Green, who's been working Lansing for a long time. He's a Detroit comic. Really, we focused on getting not necessarily household name comedians or celebrity comedians, but really those guys that either are just starting to break out and do more television or have Comedy Central credits, like Shane Moss, who did the opening weekend. He'd been on Conan 5 times.
Well, you booked Connections here for 30.
Correct.
For a long time.
Yeah.
440 seats at Connections. Trippers seating is quite a bit smaller.
Right.
What does the smaller capacity mean to a booking agent? I mean, is that more beginners, more people at the early phases of their career?
It certainly affects just getting some of the celebrity acts, just because they usually require a minimum amount of seats because they do kind of a door deal percentage. But that doesn't mean that off nights, passing through on some of the routing with our other clubs, we wouldn't be able to get in some of the bigger names.
And a lot of the other comedy clubs that have 400 seats, that's all they are, is comedy clubs. And they're not open Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Where we have other venues besides sports, we have billiards, darts, charity poker, great bar, good food. So we're more balanced on an overall 7 days a week.
Steve Tripp and Eric Yoder are our guests. Steve is the manager and the owner of Trippers, and Eric is with a booking agency called Funny Business, and we're talking about reintroducing comedy at Trippers. Steve, you offered comedy at Trippers Comedy Zone from 01 to 05. What did you take away from that experience? Did you learn an awful lot about what worked and what doesn't?
Well, mostly what I took from it is I like to laugh 3 days a week. So that's the one thing I did miss the most, is the laughter and the, you know, when you're in there to watch sports, there's a 50-50, 60-70 chance that you're going to walk out with a frown on your face. You know, the team loses, Lions, not too many people were laughing when they walked out of there on the other day. But coming out of the club, everybody on Friday and Saturday night, they all had smiles on their face. They all had laughter in their heart. And that, you know, is definitely a win-win situation. I'd like the Lions to win, but with comedy, I think I can have a better shot at laughter.
How hard was it to compete with Connections, though?
You know, it really wasn't that hard. I mean, we were, you know, we had a 360-seat auditorium, and we brought Ralphie May in and Louis Anderson. So we had our own high-end acts as well. And I wouldn't have gotten back into comedy if I thought there was not an opportunity to do more.
Make it work.
Yeah.
Eric, how many other venues do you book for personally?
We book about 70 other markets each week. So we also book in casinos and other kinds of nightclubs, some that do multiple nights a week like Trippers does, Thursday through Saturday.
But, I mean, being based in Grand Rapids, you focus on the Midwest?
We are pretty heavily, we have a heavy presence in the Midwest, but we book casinos out in New Mexico. We have clubs down in Miami and all the way up to Buffalo. So we're really a national organization.
Talk to us about your relationship, though, as the club owner and as the booking agent. You guys have to communicate to some extent.
Well, what's really nice is that they're a family-operated, owned-operated business as we are. My daughter and my nephew work with me, and I started with their contact with meeting their father, and Mike is another brother that's involved in the business. So there's that rapport and understanding of what it's like to be in a family business. I think that was the first thing that made it work.
You've said your commitment for this is all in.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What do you mean by that?
It's just something that you know, I was willing to make the commitment to, and you know, Trippers has been around for 25 years, and it's time to, you know, put our brand out. This is what we are. We have an entertainment complex. Mm-hmm. People can come in, and there's many parts of what Trippers offers to them, and comedy is now just another peg in the leg.
I would think that an audience that is really passionate about sports, there's a lot of overlap between a customer that's really passionate about sports with a customer who's passionate about comedy, too. Am I oversimplifying that?
You didn't watch the Lions game.
But we're talking about a lot of the same demographic.
On Saturday, I noticed a lot of a large demographic area coming in for comedy. And some faces I've not seen in a while, and others I'd seen just the other day. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of crossover, but I think there is an additional group. you want to take your girlfriend out on a date, you don't say, can we go to the, you want to go play some billiards or Lions are playing, we can go watch. You know, so it's not like a date, it's more of an event and, you know, some place to go to be with other fans.
I guess I'm
comedy is you know, some place, it's a designation.
I guess I'm thinking of a guy like Jim Rome on the radio, mm-hmm. a longtime sports talk guy who has a really humorous approach, really lighthearted approach. It would seem that sports and comedy, there's some kind of overlap.
There is definitely.
Yeah. It certainly is a similar demographic.
Yeah,
that 25 to 45 age group is pretty typical for comedy clubs and pretty ideal for comedy clubs. So, and they're the same kind of people that go out to the bar and watch the game, might come out to the club, have some drinks, and watch a comedian.
How has taste in comedy changed, Eric? Have you noticed that over the years?
Taste for
myself? In comics.
Or,
no, in like the popular, what works and what doesn't?
Nowadays, the trend has really been more of the alternative comedians. A lot of comics do more alt venues like rock clubs or small theaters and book kind of their own mini tours. It kind of veered away from the comedy clubs for a bit, but now the comedy club desire for comedians to work clubs again is starting to grow. So
you also work on Gilda's Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids, which has become a really big event every March. I would imagine you're hard at work on that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you've brought W. Kamau Bell and Mark Maron to that amongst others.
Yeah,
and once again, Steve, remind us the basics here. When do you offer stand-up comedy at Trippers?
Well, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. We offer one show on Thursday night. And that one we're gearing a lot towards the students, offering 2-to-1, 2-for-1 tickets.
It's a college night promotion.
Yeah.
You've got.
Because somebody asked me before, does Trippers cater to the college crowd? And I said, they're not 21 yet. And so there's a large group that's 18 to 21 that really do not have anywhere to go. Hang out at the dorm room, and that's about it. Or sneak into a bar. I'm not going to mention names, but
yeah.
Anyways. But this way they can, you know, be able to come out, have a good time, be in an atmosphere that's, you know, adult, but yet don't have to be.
The economy has bounced back, though, too. Have you noticed that?
Well, to some degree it has. I still think we struggle in this state on a lot of things, especially on disposable income. Price of gas went down. That I noticed. When that has an impact. It doesn't help the big oil, but, boy, it does help the little ones.
Yeah, I'm sure. It just creates a lot more disposable income than people
absolutely.
Were spending on gasoline. We want to thank our guests, Trippers owner Steve Tripp and Eric Yoder of Funny Business. Eric's company is scheduling comics that will be coming to Lansing at Trippers in Frandor, performing in Lansing every week. Steve, Eric, good luck, and thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
Thank you.